This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The shakings are upon us. Look around, Israel. Edom's grip tightens, its deceptions multiply, and the weight of Babylon's chains grows heavier with each passing day. But within the chaos, within the engineered fragility, a stirring is happening. A remembering. A reckoning. Yahuwah is exposing the foundations of this wicked system and preparing the way for the return of his scattered people. For generations, we have allowed ourselves to become dependent on the very systems designed to enslave us. Comfortable in the cage, we've traded true provision for fleeting convenience, self-reliance for the illusion of security. Every wire that carries power to our homes, every pipe that delivers water, every field cultivated by centralized agriculture, these are not neutral necessities. They are lifelines to a system built on usury, sustained by stolen wealth, and actively opposed to Yahuwah. The reports confirm what the prophets have always declared. The plunder continues. A former intelligence operative, lining his pockets at the expense of nations, is merely a symptom of the disease. The root is a system demanding allegiance to a false god, the god of materialism, the god of power. Yahuwah's judgment upon Edom is not simply about retribution. It is about dismantling the infrastructure of oppression. Obadiah spoke of violence against the proud, of cutting off the remnant of Edom, and we are witnessing the beginnings of that dismantling. The exposure of financial corruption, the unraveling of engineered dependencies, these are the tools of Yahuwah's hand. But judgment, while necessary, is not the end. It is the clearing of the ground for restoration. Ezekiel prophesied a time when Yahuwah would take Israel from the nations, gather them from every corner of the earth, and replant them in their land. Ezekiel 36. But this is not a passive waiting game. Restoration demands preparation. It demands a severing of the lifelines that bind us to Babylon. What does this look like? It's not about retreating into caves and abandoning all technology. It's about reclaiming self-reliance, about building local networks of provision, about prioritizing true covenant values over the false promises of the world system. It's about recognizing that true security comes not from centralized control, but from a relationship with Yahuwah and a commitment to community. We see the signs of escalating aggression, too. Reports confirm Israel's continued provocations, the relentless expansion, the targeting of covenant people, the attempts to rewrite history and justify wickedness. Trump's pronouncements, deflecting accountability and doubling down on deception, are a hallmark of Edom's tactics. Yirmiyahu warned of their pride, their lies, and their refusal to acknowledge Yahuwah's sovereignty. Yirmiyahu 49. And the world witnesses it unfolding before their eyes, blinded by their own idolatry. Millions gathered, worshiping the Roman pontiff. This is not reverence, it is covenant disregard. It is a testament to the spiritual blindness that has gripped the nations, a blindness that stands in stark contrast to the exile of scattered Israel. It is a worship of earthly power, a rejection of the true king, Mashiach. Yet even amidst the chaos, even amidst the rising darkness, there is hope. Devarim proclaims that even when scattered among the nations, Yahuwah remembers his covenant and promises a return. Devarim 30. But that return requires a separation. It requires a turning away from the idols of this world and a turning towards Yahuwah. The relentless chaos is not merely destruction. It is a catalyst for awakening, for separation, for a renewed commitment to the covenant. Israel, scattered across the nations, is beginning to stir. The seeds of restoration are being sown in the hearts of those who are willing to hear the call. This is not a time for complacency. This is a time for preparation. This is a time for severing the lifelines of Babylon and building a new foundation, a foundation built on truth, on righteousness, and on a steadfast faith in Yahuwah. The return is coming. Be ready. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.